I wanted to congratulate you on this movie. It is just jaw-droppingly good.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm really thank you.
No, please. This is, you don't see films like this much anymore that have such a new twist on the father-daughter relationship, on road trip movies. It's brilliantly filmed.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. It's because the movie's coming out, in 2 days. I'm really nervous in how it's going to be received. So it's really nice to hear that you
I
like
don't
it.
think I would be nervous at all. I think this proves that, you're in the right business and you're doing what you should be doing. Let's talk a little bit about the film. First of all, is it's a again, it's a relationship movie, but of a different, really a different kind. Talk to me about getting Ewan McGregor and his daughter Claire. I know that you and Claire probably have known each other for a while, but
Yeah.
putting all this together is not easy.
So they Clara and her producing partner Vera had started a couple of projects, and this was one of them. And because Clara wanted to make a movie with her father and kind of pull from, her own emotional backgrounds, but making it into a fiction movie and yeah, creating a very kind of a road trip movie that is deals with these issues of substance abuse, but is ultimately about this father and a daughter relationship. And they had a friend of theirs had written the script, and then they went out to find a director. And I knew Clara and Vera because Vera and I are both from the Netherlands, and we had worked on short form projects together, so we've known each other for a long time. So that's how I got into the pool, basically, to pitch on the. On the movie, and I yeah gave my take on how I would approach the rewrites, how I would approach the filming, this the yeah so that and then they decided to go with my take, so it was very, very exciting.
Obviously, and was there any how can I put this consternation on your part? Was there any fear of working with Ewan McGregor in a project like this?
I think I mostly was very excited because, I grew really into my love for cinema, watching movies that he's in, and so it was mostly a lot of excitement. And definitely, when the time came that I was actually going to meet him and we were actually going to be on set, I was quite nervous. But he really has such an open and collaborative spirit that very quickly went away. And I think that's also part of why he's so good at what he does, is that he is such a collaborator and really kind of open, and yeah, that it just makes people feel at ease and feel yeah, while also, being an incredible actor. So
You show a different version of him in this film as well, and he and Claire do, they're great scene partners.
Yes. No, they were, and it was so much fun to watch them as, like, also when the camera was not rolling, because both of them just really are actors in heart and soul. It's like they just love to, I think, if I may speak for them, be on set and to play. And I think just seeing them do that together, I think it added for them another element of how fun it is to be on set and to be telling stories. And so yeah, it was really lovely seeing them.
Your whole cast is absolutely amazing. And it seems like everybody seems to be related to each other in some way.
Yes. Yes. It
But
was a family affair for sure.
but there also is a good part about that, that people have a shorthand
Yeah.
with each other.
Yeah, a shorthand. And I think the movie is quite intimate in the way that it's told, in the way that the world is quite, like, yeah, it stays quite intimate. And I think this kind of connections that are invisible but yet so you feel them are really, yeah, it comes across, I think, emotionally.
And the scenes that you filmed in a moving automobile and in and around that, do they get claustrophobic for you? I mean, there's only like about, I can only think about six or seven shots that you can do in a car, but you seem to have brought a just a wonderful aspect to that as well.
Thank you. Yeah, I think, the cinematographer and I watched a lot of movies, road trip movies, because of course, yeah, it does seem limited. At the same time, I feel like, I had a lot of, I had a lot and still have a lot of conversations with my father in the car, because it is such a good place to actually have a conversation, because instead of sitting across each other where it is more uncomfortable, you kind of look at something together and move through this space, yet sitting still and being able. So it's actually a great place to bond, I think, a car and driving. So I think emotionally it there was no, or in the narrative, it's such a lovely, literally vehicle to tell an emotional story. And I think it was really fun with the cinematographer to find different ways to capture it and to, where we have them at first separate and then bring them more together in the frame, and yeah, tell the story also visually in that way.
Now, Vera is also one of the writers of the film, and
Yeah.
what I appreciate is this, is that as kind of heartfelt and almost tragic as this film starts out to be, you and her allow a wisp of humor running through it as well, so that there are lighter moments in this, and it adds to the drama so much.
Yeah, I think for me, humor is a really realistic thing. It's like you, in the most tragic of times, there's so much humor and absurdity, and it. I think that it, when you tell a story about something like this, it's never just sad or just hard, or it's also really funny, and I feel like there's a lot of beauty in these kind of moments of despair as well, because I don't know, it's, yeah, it makes the ex the yeah, so I think the those colors, the different colors, the darkness and the light, were very important to tell the story in a way that for me felt relatable and real and true.
You know, as people discover this film, I mean, and they will in a couple of days, what do you think audiences are going to take away from watching Bleeding Love?
Well, I think, some of the most, like the most beautiful and compliments that I got about the movie when we were going to festivals was that there was, for instance, somebody who came up to me after the viewing, and he was like, I haven't spoken to my father in a while, but this movie made me want to reach out or try again, or, and I think that that's really, yeah, that is really incredible, when people feel like that there is a way to connect again, even if you've gone through something that was really hard, but that you can, still find a way to spend time together and be there for each other.
Yeah, and the movie proves that very, very much. In our final moments that we have, though, I want to talk to you about the score, because this score that you have is just beautiful.
Thank you. I'm glad you're one of the yeah, I haven't talked about it that much, but I'm really excited about it as well. And it's one of it's made by Raven Aerts, and he's one of my longtime collaborators, also from the Netherlands. And he's an incredible musician, and yeah, he made the score.
And it just follows the film beautifully. I mean, it doesn't
Thank you.
overtake the film. It is there to underline scenes. And wow, what an incredible gift that is to the film.
Thank you. Yes, I think so as well.
Emma, it is such a pleasure to talk to you. Our time is so short today, but
Yes, yes.
again, what a great film this is. It is so well done, and you got the perfect cast, and they got the perfect director.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day, and enjoy yourself.